time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
From the New York Times, the president has seized on reports that the FBI sent an informant to talk to three of his advisors during the 2016 presidential election and contended that meant his campaign was infiltrated for political purposes. On Sunday, Trump tweeted, quote, "I hereby demand, and will do so officially tomorrow, that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI, DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration." Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke on the Senate floor Monday.
"The Department of Justice is required to follow the law, not the political bidding of the president, particularly when they're investigating him. The president's demand is a blatant abuse of executive power, an ill-informed, sloppy attempt to discredit the duly constituted investigation led by the special counsel. As we speak, the president is reportedly meeting with Justice Department officials to press his case, even after they've already called on the Inspector General to look into this matter. The president's behavior is the kind of grossly autocratic behavior we'd expect in a banana republic, not a mature democracy. By now, we should all recognize that President Trump's latest demand is just another example of a relentless campaign to distract from the serious wrongdoing being uncovered by the Russia probe."
After a meeting at the White House on Monday with Trump, FBI Director Chris Wray, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, Rosenstein agreed to request that the Justice Department's Inspector General investigate the investigators. Adam Schiff, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, weighed in.
"Well, I think second to the firing of Comey, this is the most direct assault on the independence of the Justice Department, the most direct effort to interfere with its investigation of the Trump campaign. It's deeply deserving. Obviously, it puts the Justice Department in a very difficult position. Normally, you would expect if the Congress were trying to erode the department's independence or compromise an investigation, that the president would protect the department. And conversely, if the president were trying to do it, the Congress would protect the department. But here we have a weak speaker. We have members of Congress that are only too happy to be complicit with the president in beating down the independence of the Justice Department. And this is a major threat to the rule of law. I think they're trying to figure out how do they skin this cat at the Justice Department. How do they not be, on the one hand, insubordinate to a order of the president, but on the other hand, make sure that they don't erode the independence of the Justice Department. So they've kicked it to the Inspector General. I have to say, I am concerned with some of the comments of the Deputy Attorney General suggesting, well, we'll look in to find out whether there's any legitimate concern about a politically embedded spy. They know that's nonsense, and I hate to see them say anything to give it credence.
Tell us why it's nonsense.
Well, because it simply didn't happen. And when you hear reports, was just related, that there is concern within the White House about this, there's not concern within the White House about this. There is a sense of opportunity. Let's exploit anything, any doubt we can create. This is a defense strategy. Put the government on trial. When the evidence looks increasingly incriminating of your client, in this case the president, put the investigators on trial. And that's all they're trying to do here. And the question is, will the Congress go along with it? And sadly, you have a few members of Congress who are actively helping the president in this. And then the rest, in terms of the governing party, are remaining silent.
Politico is reporting that Trump uses a White House cell phone that isn't equipped with sophisticated security features designed to shield his communications because he feels it's too inconvenient. This according to two senior administration officials. Trump reportedly uses two iPhones, one capable of only making calls, the other equipped with the Twitter app and a handful of news sites. The president has gone as long as 5 months without having the phone checked by security experts. The Supreme Court on Monday ruled that companies can use arbitration clauses in employment contracts to prohibit workers from banding together to take legal action over workplace issues. The vote was 5-4, with the court's more conservative justices in the majority. The court's decision could affect some 25 million employment contracts. A CBS News YouGov poll asked Democrats, independents, and those who lean toward voting for Democrats to choose between two options for what Democratic candidates' first priority should be. A full 72% said they want to see party candidates prioritize a progressive political agenda. The remaining 28% opted for merely opposing Donald Trump's agenda. It's primary day in Arkansas, Georgia, and Kentucky, and runoff day in Texas. In Texas, four progressives face off against establishment candidates. Georgia Democrats may nominate Stacey Abrams, who could be the nation's first black female governor. I got the good. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.